on this Tuesday of the second week in Lent, and also for us all the vigil of the great solemn feast of St. Joseph, putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We have beautiful lessons from the readings, and hopefully you will have read them. In the Old Testament reading, we see Elias, who is sent to Sarepta, and there he is supposed to ask a woman, and this is a time of famine and drought, there's no water, there's no food. He asks her to make him something to eat, and all she has is a little bunch of flour and a little bit of oil. And she says, I am going to make the last meal for me and my son, and then we shall die. And St. Elias says, do as you are told, and God will take care of you. And indeed, she did. She obeyed, which most people in the world, and in today's world especially, and of course, particularly in today's church, would say, you know, go take a hike. No, she did as she was told. And God did as he said to the prophet. He said to her, you and your son and your whole household will eat for as long as the famine and the drought lasts. And indeed, she made him a little cake, and a hearth cake, as it is called in the Old English, and gave him something to drink. And from that day on, the container of oil was full to the top, and the container of flour was full to the top. And every time she used it, it was full again. Never ever did it go empty. In the Gospel, we also have the wonderful example of our Lord, who is telling us that we must follow fully him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For today we celebrate our, in this rite, the feast of the doctor of the church and patriarch of Jerusalem, Saint Cyril, patriarch of Jerusalem in the 4th century. He died in 386. He was a young man, and he was apprenticed to the patriarch. I think it was Saint Alexander. And when he was old enough and had learned enough, he ordained him deacon and then priest, and then he charged him with preaching and teaching the catechumens of Jerusalem. Now, of course, in those days, you know, we may have a handful, but in those days they had hundreds of catechumens. And interestingly enough, he did this for several years, and we don't have everything, but we have one full course of his preaching to the catechumens, which, of course, you can find for yourselves, which is a beautiful exposition of the Holy Catholic faith, of everything that we believe, that they already believed then as well. And so we have this great gift today of St. Cyril of Jerusalem, bishop and doctor of the church. Not a martyr, he died of old age in 386. But today also is the vigil of the solemnity of St. Joseph. And what a wonderful gift it is for us to be able to celebrate the solemnity, the feast of St. Joseph. We will speak about him tomorrow, and of course we will have our prayers in the hall also after Mass, and something to eat in honor of St. Joseph, as it is supposed to be. Now, in Rome, and who knows if maybe somebody will come up with it, there is a special pastry, which is a stuffed pastry with cream, which are called the Zeppoli of St. Joseph, Zeppoli di San Giuseppe. And Brother Aaron was busy yesterday making Zeppoli of St. Giuseppe for the seminary. And of course, I told him, well, when you leave, when you're ordained, they're not going to have anybody to feed them, but not those delicacies that he has learned how to make. So if anybody knows how to make Zeppoli San Giuseppe, bring some because I would love to have them again. In the meantime, we look forward to that celebration of St. Joseph. After Mary, there is no greater saint, no holier saint, and no more powerful saint in heaven than St. Joseph, beautiful father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In addition, I will mention something else, though I don't usually do it. Today's Mass, I have desire to offer it for the Monsignor that was our spiritual director in the seminary in Rome, as he was called in Lithuanian, Vasis Stelas, spiritual father. Vasis is spiritual or holy, and Tavis is father. And Monsignor Stanislaus Schilis, who also worked for the Holy Father in the Congregation for Oriental Churches, that is, the Eastern Churches of the Church that are in communion with Rome. Anyway, he was a very, very holy priest, and he suffered tremendously most of the years of his life, especially since I met him. He suffered from some kind of disease of the stomach, so he was vomiting almost everything he ate every single day. And nevertheless, he continued and continued. We have a little pain in the toe or in the head, and we give up. That's not the way to do it. The holy people of God, they continue and continue and continue, as the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, and our Lord did at the foot of the cross. So we pray for Monsignor Schilis, that hopefully he is already in heaven. He died recently, and I just found out, and that he may intercede for us. He, in fact, preached at my first Mass. That was the custom. A priest never preaches at his first Mass. Somebody else was chosen by him, and so he preached at my first Mass, and I still have the sermon. So I give thanks to God for having sent him into my life and into the life of hundreds of seminarians who called him Vasis Tebas, spiritual father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's see who's going to remember me in 30 years when I'm dead and gone.